You are now tuned in to Joe's Audio Journal. Hey everybody, before we jump into the podcast, just want to give you a brief overview of what we're talking about today. Going over my birth chart, talking a little bit about Bach and Fazil Say. I'm learning some piano music by them, and I speak about an awkward encounter with a stranger. Hello, everybody. I'm enjoying a luxurious morning right now. I'm in bed with the blankets, my favorite hoodie on, and just enjoying the warmth inside while the cold is gently resting on out. But I just got done reading my birth chart and studying my North Node. If you don't know about your birth chart or your node, man, my mouth is still waking up too. If you don't know about your North Node or your birth chart, and you feel a little lost in life, I highly suggest you go do that. Just type in birth chart calculator in Google, type in your data, and you'll get back some info. It's pretty detailed. It's kind of about just you. And, you know, 95% of it was pretty spot on, and, I mean, 5% of it was just like, not really. But the North Node, wow, that's really cool. So, you can also figure that out, too. Just go, how do I figure out my North Node? And it'll tell you your North Node and your South Node. So, what your North Node is, it's like, it's your opportunity for growth. It's what will lead you out of your bad pattern. No, I don't want to say bad, but patterns that are in your South Node are usually patterns that you're comfortable with, and patterns you probably had in a past life, if you believe in past lives. I'm gonna go on a tangent. Isn't it interesting though that we could have had a past life? Or is this the one life that we live and it's just continually on repeat? Or this can just be the one life and then it's bloop and then it's over. But anyways, your South Node, it's just old patterns that no longer serve you. I mean, it's something you're pretty good at, you're pretty comfortable in. So mine's in Gemini, for example. I can just talk. I can just talk and talk and talk. And I find so much comfort in being knowledgeable and being like a teacher and like just always having the answers. And that's how I got my way through life, because I was an only child. I grew up in a Filipino household. And it was like, oh, if you don't have good grades, then you're not really doing your job. So I was like always trying to make sure I knew the answer, make sure I always had my homework done, and always just was that good student that knew everything. And and now I'm to this point in my life where I'm always trying to be that good student. I'm always trying to know the answers. I'm always analyzing. I'm always trying to use this knowledge and think logically now, and it's slowing me down. It's actually, in a way, not allowing my North Node to pull me into a natural state of growth. And my North Node's in Sagittarius. And in Sag, I'm gonna call it Sag for short, that's about discovery and faith, and just honestly taking a leap of faith and going with what feels right and not always logically thinking things out. It's like, hey Joe, cool, you know all this stuff, but you like, sometimes you just talk out of your ass. How about we try something a little different? And it's faith, and it's believing in something, and it's like having this strong faith. I didn't grow up very religious. My family was Catholic, but my mom didn't really take me to church every Sunday. She was always working. My dad wasn't really in my life. I had a stepdad when I was 10, but he wasn't religious at all either. So it was just like, yeah, we do like believe in a God. Like, there's definitely a God out there, you know. But it wasn't like cold atheism where it was like, oh no, you just die and then that's it. It was just like, yeah, believe in whatever you want to believe in. And I think I'm ready to, you know, just trust this intuition that I have. And I think I'm drawn to signs and synchronicities, and I think I just want to feel my way through instead of going back to thinking my way through. But yeah, another thing about my north node in Sagittarius is to connect with others and share my opinion, to be very honest with my own thoughts. Gemini was often, my south node in Gemini often just had me talking just to fill space, but the north node in Sag really wants me to bring authentic conversations and to be very brusque and blunt and straightforward, no fluff, just like say what you mean, do what's true, and don't do anything else. And if you aren't fluffing it up, you're just falling back into your south node, bro. So yeah, I feel myself starting to fluff it up. But I just really wanted to share my opinion with you guys and how I feel about my trajectory in life. Lately I've been trying to like analyze like what I'm gonna do after college and like really think it through, and yeah, right now, if you do want to know, I'm about to graduate from San Diego State with a degree in music. I don't feel too excited about that, I want something a little more stable. Right now I teach piano, and I can make good money like teaching privately. Granted, I have enough students, but I've been considering electrician apprentice, something I feel really drawn to that right now. Just I love the idea that I'll be going to different projects throughout the year. It's never the same place. I'll be outdoors, I'll be on my feet. I love that. Like, oh, I might be indoors in a big building, but I'll be on my feet in a structure that's not really completely built yet. Unless I'm doing like repair work. But am I analyzing it? I don't know. Maybe I'm analyzing. But it feels good too. It feels really cool to head in that direction. And I feel like it'd be so cool to know how to do power, like how to work with energy and how I can use this. And I know the world needs more sustainable ways of energy, and if I can learn how to provide sustainable energy, maybe through solar panels or something else, I don't know, man. I don't know, and I'm okay with not knowing, but I'm excited where I'm going. I really hope I get the apprenticeship. I won't know till January, but hey, wish me luck. Anyways, guys, if you haven't, check out your birth chart. Check out your north node and south node. And definitely leave a voice message. Tell me if it resonates with you. I'd love to hear it. Yeah. Peace out, guys. I love you. I love me.
Whoa, okay. I just got the idea to make a recording of a song I'm working on for piano, and it's 333, which is pretty cool. I don't know what 333 means. Well, I will look it up though, okay? But here is how this song is going. Get ready. It's Bach, Prelude, number 5 in D major. It's a work in progress, but I'm feeling pretty cool. I think it's just this part that I need to work on. That part. I know you're like, Joe, that sounds like the whole thing. but yeah, Bach's Prelude number 5. If you haven't heard it, go check it out. Who plays it really good? Richter. R-I-C-H-T-E-R. Richter plays Bach really good. Glenn Gould's pretty cool too, but oh, and Joe Pasquale. Just kidding, that was so cheesy. Wow. You guys want to keep listening? I guess you have no choice. I mean, you can press pause, but let's go over to the fugue now. What is a fugue? Imagine four people singing. It should sound like four people singing. Yeah, that's a work in progress too, obviously. But that's Bach. This is like
late 1700s, guys. Like 300 years ago, some guy wrote this music, and I'm playing his music. Can you imagine that? You write something on a piece of paper, 300 years from now, someone's gonna be spending hours learning about your stuff? What? I think that's so cool. Wow. Like, what's the year? 2018? So 2318. Imagine, someone's gonna be like looking at your Instagram, or you know, like, but actually looking at it and like analyzing every post, like, wow, what was he really feeling here? Why did he decide to use this caption? Or why did she like decide to use this hashtag? Like, will people even care about us 300 years from now? Will it be, what the fuck? Ugh, crazy thoughts. But yeah, I noticed myself. This is just a little thought I want to put out there. I usually messed up a lot when my thoughts went off track. There's this one thought that's kind of like, I feel really sour about. But I guess if I talk about it, it should kind of help me digest it. But I was hanging out with a friend at the plaza here at San Diego State. And the plaza is where everyone skates. It's like, it's off limits, but you know, we do what we can. But anyways, we're just hanging out, me and Sam. I'm going to have Sam on the podcast later, by the way. He's a really cool guy. We'll talk more about him. But anyways, me and Sam, and I have this idea where I want to provide a cleaning service for college students on campus, because I know we're all busy, and sometimes you just can't get the dishes, you can't get to your laundry, you can't just vacuum, and like, it feels so good to have a clean house. So, for $60, I'll clean your whole house. Flat deal. If I can do it around an hour, okay? So $60 an hour, that's really good. Especially, like, where else am I going to make $60 an hour as a doctor? Like, that's wild. So, I have this wild idea, and there's this girl sitting behind us, and she's eating her Chipotle, and I look over, and I'm like, maybe I should ask her. So I look away, and then I look back in. I'm like, okay, hey, are you a student? And she just, like, mid-bite, she's like, please, don't look at me. I'm like, what? Like, wait, I didn't say that. I was like, that's all inside. I was like, wait, what, huh? I was like, okay. Okay, that's what I say, okay. And I look away. I, like, put my hand up by my face. And, like, so I cover my eyes and I look away. And it felt so weird. I was like, wow. Like, I just wanted to ask her if I can, like, maybe clean her dishes. And I probably was not the most professional looking, because I'm wearing a backwards hat, I'm sweaty, I'm wearing skate shoes that are all ripped up. Maybe if I approach people wearing like maybe a collared shirt and I'm cleaned up with some dress shoes, I'm like, hey, what would you think about like having someone come and clean your house? And if I ask them questions, I think that'd be really cool. I'd be like, hey, how much would you pay for it? What needs the most cleaning? Like, what's the most dirtiest thing about your living place? And then I can just start from there. A cleaning service on campus. I don't think there's a cleaning service on campus. So I have the potential to easily get into this market. But anyways, I feel like I'm overanalyzing it, but it feels really cool to think about. I'm starting to be more aware when I'm just analyzing. But at the same time, I'm having a good time. So yeah, I'll check in with you guys in a bit. Okay, and I had the thought again about that girl in that moment where she told me, please don't look at me. And I had to look away and I was like, wow. Like, my first gut reaction was surprise. And then I felt a tinge of like confusion, and then it brought me even lower. I started feeling a bit angry, to be honest. I was like, oh man, like, wow, how rude. Like, but then I was like, you know what, I respect her privacy. Or I mean, I respect that she just doesn't want to be looked at. Okay, I respect that. I don't have to look at you. So yeah, I was like, wow. And I remember, like, I didn't really have a struggle, but
I like kind of like just wanted to defend myself, you know. I like wanted to make myself seem like, oh, I'm the victim here, and like, but I, so I was like, you know what? This, I said out loud, I was like, well, this is awkward, and I think that was like my way of kind of throwing shade, but I didn't know what else to say. I was like, dude, this is really awkward. I've never had that happen to me, and but at the same time, here in the practice rooms, looking back, I feel like I can go up to anyone and ask them anything now. Like, if that's the worst reaction I can get, I'm pretty sure that was like a 1 out of 1,000 reaction right there. So I'm going to go ask more people what they think about my business idea. And hopefully I can have some cool news to report back to you guys. Oh,
okay. I guess I also want to introduce you to another song I'm working on called Black Earth by Fazil Say, F-A-Z-I-L-S-A-Y. It's amazing. If you haven't heard the song Black Earth, it's a beautiful piano song. I'll play the intro for you right here.
Isn't that just cool? It's a really epic song. The middle section is just, oh, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just majestic, it's jazzy, it's like these weird syncopations and beautiful melody. Oh man, but give this song a check out. Check it out, Black Earth, Fazil Say.